Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Half-price airline tickets will be on offer under a $1.2 billion package to help Australia's tourism industry. The flights will run from April to July, with tickets to 13 regions, including the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Cairns, Alice Springs, Launceston, Broome and Kangaroo Island. The package also includes grants to airlines to keep 8,600 staff in work until overseas flights can resume. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the package is focused on supporting jobs.
800,000 tickets to ride for Australians to go out and ensure that they can experience this amazing country. That's what this is about. To keep people in their jobs, we've got to put planes in the air and we've got to put tourists on the ground.
Virgin Australia Chief Executive Jane Hijlicka says the package will help Virgin increase its capacity from 50 to 70% of pre-pandemic levels.
We've got lots of people that are still stood down and not working full-time hours, and this package enables us to be able to get people back to work, get more people stood up, and get people excited about the future in aviation.
Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says Daniel Andrews is likely to be off work for quite some time. Mr. Andrews is being treated in intensive care after injuring his ribs and spine in a fall on wet stairs at a holiday home. Mr. Molino says it's unclear how long Mr. Andrews will be spending recovering.
We don't know exactly. It'll be some time, of course. You know, this is a very serious injury that Dan sustained, both in terms of his ribs and particularly a fractured vertebrae. So it will be some time, but we won't know exactly until his treatment plan and a definitive decision is made on surgery. But the Alfred put out a statement last night. No requirement for surgery at this stage, but we'll know more over the next couple of days.
Direct payments of $1,800 will be sent to most people in the United States after President Joe Biden's stimulus package passed the US Congress. Having already passed through the Senate, the bill will now be signed into law. It's the sixth COVID-19 relief bill and the most expensive single bill in US history. President Biden has described the passage of the bill as an historic victory for the American people.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need, including investments to fund our entire vaccination effort. More vaccines, more vaccinators, and more vaccination sites. Millions more Americans will get tested, including home testing. Schools will soon have the funding and resources to reopen safely.
The military in Myanmar has reportedly arrested several hundred activists during raids in the main city of Yangon. Campaigners say the military earlier forced striking railway staff to go back to work at gunpoint. This activist, who wanted to remain anonymous, spoke to the BBC.
It was about 4:30 in the morning when the soldiers arrived at the compound. They told them to remove the barricades. If they don't do that, they will do any violence.
In tennis, Roger Federer marked his return to sport after more than a year with a win against Dan Evans in the Qatar Open. The 39-year-old underwent two knee operations last year, keeping him out of competitive tennis for 405 days.
It's been a huge challenge of mine in my tennis career, and to come back at my age is not something that's very simple, but I've had a wonderful team around myself that always supported me throughout, and that made it much easier, and it was worth it because I played a great match today.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News in Easy English.